Welcome to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefkoe's weekly podcast. Discover how you can transform the quality of your life. Find out simple ways to change and make that change last. Learn how to eliminate limiting beliefs. Discover how to become the person you've always wanted to be and live the life you've always wanted to live. Each week, one of the keys to change is handed to you. This is Recreate Your Life with your host, Morty Lefkoe.
Hi, this is Morty Lefkoe with Podcast 115. Today is July 31st, 2012. Today's podcast was written by my daughter, Brittany Lefkoe. She's grown up around the Lefkoe Method. She had her first session at 9 years old and is a certified Lefkoe Method facilitator. By the way, she's been Shelly's facilitator when Shelly has a belief she needs help eliminating. She's been helping friends get rid of behavioral and emotional problems since she was in high school. She graduated from Washington University in St. Louis in May 2012 and is now living in San Diego with a fiancé, Eric. She's opened a private practice using the Lefkoe Method with her clients. Her topic is doing it perfectly actually better? One day, my body finally gave out on me. It was tired, and so was I. Before that, overachieving was simply part of my personality. It was who I was, and nothing was going to change that. I was in college, taking all the hardest classes, reading every assignment page for page, and always getting my homework done on time. I worked 3 part-time jobs, played sports, kept my apartment clean, cooked, and somehow managed to have a relationship and friends. It wasn't something I had to think about. It was just something I did. Then I got sick. I was competing at national championships for the triathlon team at my school, and I barely finished the race. After that, going for a 10-minute walk left me sitting at my doorstep in tears from exhaustion. I had been told time and time again that I was working too hard and I needed to take some time for myself, but to be honest, I didn't even know what that meant. Perfectionism comes in many forms. For some people, it's feeling like failing isn't an option, no matter what the cost. For others, it's believing that you can and should take on the world entirely by yourself, no matter how hard it gets. Sometimes it's driven by the fear of making a mistake or not being good at something. And often, it's masking one's fear of being exposed. Being a perfectionist is different from caring about having a professionally finished product. Perfectionism is a behavior pattern that's caused by negative beliefs such as, if I make a mistake or fail, I'll be rejected. I'm not good enough. What makes me good enough is doing things perfectly, and mistakes and failure are bad. Working hard to put something out you're proud of is a positive thing. Doing it out of fear isn't. Many people think that their perfectionism drives their good work. However, we have found the opposite to be true. Perfectionism tends to cripple our creative potential, prevent us from taking risks and trying new things, and keep us stuck. Most importantly, it creates unnecessary stress, which eats up most of our energy. Doing well in school served me well, but being bedridden didn't. Once I eliminated the beliefs that were underlying my perfectionism, I didn't stop producing good results. I still did well in school, was successful at my jobs, and got done everything that really needed to get done. The only difference was that I didn't think my worth and value were dependent upon how successful or perfect I was. I was no longer afraid of making mistakes. I wasn't stressed out all the time, and I had extra energy to fuel my passion. Your passion and potential are fueled by confidence and determination, not by a fear of making mistakes. Michael Jordan said, quote, I have missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I have lost almost 300 games. 26 times I've been trusted to take the game-winning shot and missed. I have failed over and over in my life, and that's why I succeed. Close quote. Thomas Edison said, after inventing the light bulb, I have not failed. I have just found 10,000 ways that it won't work. Perfectionism doesn't serve us. It debilitates us. Finding and eliminating the underlying beliefs doesn't make us less productive. It opens up the space for us to become our own Michael Jordan and Thomas Edison. Don't forget, Please post any comments that you might have on the blog itself at MortyLefko.com. And if you think your friends and followers might be interested, please click on any of the recommendation links, again, at MortyLefko.com. If you want to eliminate one belief free, please go to RecreateYourLife.com.
You've been listening to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefko's podcast. Subscribe at iTunes or sign up at MortyLefko.com to receive each week's podcast, where you can leave comments about these podcasts. To eliminate one limiting belief free, go to RecreateYourLifeFree.com. And to have your questions answered about how to live your best life, join us on our Facebook page, Recreate Your Life.